This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing in Mishnah Brura, Daf HaShavua, Simin Mem Zayin, Sif Beis. Simin Mem Zayin, Sif Beis. Tzarch Levarech, Bein LeMikra, Bein LeMishnah, Bein LeGemara, Haga, Bein LeMedrash. One is required to make Brichas HaTorah, whether for Chumash, for Mishnah, for Gemara, or Medrash. Why does the Rama add Bein LeMedrash? The Mishnah Berurah says the Hamechaber Gam Kein Moiduzeh. The Mechaber agrees that one has to say Berachas Atar for Medrash. El Desfilei Du Bechlal Mikra. It's part of Mikra. What about Medrash Rabbah or Kabbalah? The Aruch HaShulchan is Mesupik if you have to make Berachas Atarah. Could be the Chiyuv is only books that are Mefaresh Dinei HaTorah, as opposed to Svarim that are not to explain the Dinim. I would have thought that it applies irrespective to what Chelek of Torah it is. Why would it matter whether it's Dinim or Midrashim? There are a lot of Hanhagos we learn out from Medrash. So, okay, the Kaf HaChaim indeed says that you have to make a bracha on everything. There's a very interesting chida. By the way, the Dersha brings out, what if you're learning Dikduk? If you're learning Dikduk and the Sefer is written by Tzadikim, and it's Dikduk that assists in the learning of, gives you the tools to understand Mikra, you have to make Brichas HaTorah. There's a very interesting chida. The chida writes in Avodas HaKodesh that when you learn Mishnah, you should understand what you're saying, because some say if you don't know the Perush HaMilos, it's not considered learning. So this is very important. In general, when it comes to Talmud Torah, Mikra does not require Havana. Mishnah requires baseline Perush HaMilos, meaning if you would translate the words of a Mishnah and yet have no idea what the Mishnah is talking about, which is very simple to do, right? In other words, just knowing the translation of the words of the Mishnah doesn't mean you understand what the Mishnah is saying, but that's still Bechlal Limud. But by Mikra, you don't even have to understand the words. Reading the words themselves is considered learning. Siv Gimel, HaKoysev B'divrei Torah, Afal Pisha Einoi Koyre, Tzarech Levarech. One who writes Torah, even though he's not reading it, he has to make Berachas HaTorah. We're going to see, hear her, Einoi Tzarech. Let's read Siv Dalet. Hear her, B'divrei Torah, Einoi Tzarech Levarech. Being Maharer in Torah, you do not have to make Berachas HaTorah. By the way, we're going to see the Gra was Makbid even by hear her. That's why it's worthwhile to make Berachas HaTorah before you go to shul in the morning, because what else are you supposed to think about on the way? I mean, okay, you have the Sheish Mitzvot Zechira, Tmidiyos, right? By the way, pay careful attention to what we're about to say. What could a person do on the way to shul? You have Sheish Mitzvot Tmidiyos, right? Then you have Hareini Mekabel Al Atzmi Mitzvah Saseh Shal V'Yahavta L'Recha Kamaicha. Then there's a Kavana that you're mechavein, whatever you do today is Hashem Shemayim. Then you're mechavein that whenever you say Hashem's name, it should be with the kavana of Adoin Koil Hoy Hoy Viviya. Whenever you say Elokim, it should be with the kavana of Takif Ubala Yecholos Ubala Koychos Kulam. And then the Talmud Devara says you should be mekasher yourself to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov b'machshava b'dibur v'maisa b'machshava in your thoughts b'dibur when you say va'ani b'roiv chaslecha Avraham. Avoy Beisecha, Eshtacha, VeYitzchak, El Hecha, Kojavir, Osecha, Yaakov Avinu. And then you have to make sure every day you're Mekash yourself to Tshuva. But after that, what are you supposed to do? So that's why you have to make sure you say Berachas HaTorah. This way you could be Mehar B'Torah on the way. So there's a big Kash in Achroinim. Okay, why is it that when you write Torah, the Mechaber Paskins, you have to make Berachas HaTorah? And when you think Torah, you don't have to make Berachas HaTorah. Yeah, again, the Gra is machmer. But what's the difference between hear her? Hear her lav kedibur dami. Well, neither is ksiva. Ksiva is not kedibur dami. So why do you have to make for ksiva and not for hear her? Says Mishabura. Hakoisev, svirale de ksiva adif meher. Vahatam yesha mishum da oven maisa. Vyeshaimrim, that's the shita of the lavush. Vyeshaimrim de derech hakoisev lahoitzi tevis mifab shaskiva. That it's typical to say the words while you're writing. Vacholza bekoisev sram la atzmai derech limudai. That's all if you're writing books for yourself as you're learning. Umeven mashu koisev, you understand what you're writing. Avo soifer hamatik. But a scribe that's just copying over in vakish lahavin, he's not even trying to understand. Ein sarach levarech, he does not have to make berachas atar. The ein zalima, this is not considered learning. V'koshekein, certainly im koisev is a pasuk beigeres harashus ledaber tzachos ein sarach levarech. Certainly, if you're writing a pasuk in the course of your writing, in to write in a smooth way, like let's say my grandfather when he would talk. He spoke in psukim. He wasn't trying to learn. That's just the way he spoke. When he got to a red light, he would say, "Vayomer edoim loy savarbi." You know, that's how he talked. If we were about to go on a highway, he would say, "Derech hamelech nelech." That's not learning. That's how they used to speak. That does not require berachas haTorah. By the way, which is very interesting, because if you're davening, saying psukim derech tachnunim, you do have to say berachas haTorah. But if you're just, or maybe here it's more leaning because you're just writing. Ula inyan masa. Halacha lemaisa. Eskimo achrenim. The achrenim conclude. Shaloi lismay chadasa mechaber. Not to rely on mechaber. Levarich ala ksiva levada b'chol gavne. Just to write, to make a bracha on writing. Shari mikomakim inarak mehar b'dibay Torah. Because at the end of the day you're just thinking. Ela roi l'chol koisei b'dibay Torah. It is appropriate for anyone who's writing that he should say some of the words to save himself from bracha levatala. If he's not going to say the psukim of brachas kayanim, oibraisa de ilodvarim achar habracha k'may shenagim. In other words, if you're just writing, don't rely on the shita of the mechaber that writing alone warrants brachas haTorah. I want to come back to the original question: why does mechaber paskin ksiva requires brachas haTorah? And hirhur, one is not required to make brachas haTorah. I once saw an unbelievable tshuva, Shailas Tshuvas Shev Yaakov, of one of the Achronim, Rabbi Yaakov Katz. He says something like this. He says that a chelek of limud is lalamed. There are four components of learning. Lilmud, lalamed, lishmar, v'lasais. And therefore, when we want to identify, is this full-fledged learning? We have to ask ourselves, can you be mekayim harbatzas Torah through this form of learning? Memela, the Shev Yaakov says, by hirhur, where there's no way to be melameid al yidei hirhur, it does not require berachas haTorah. But ksiva, where you can be mekayim melameid al yidei ksiva, so then that does require berachas haTorah. Sif Dalet. Says thinking is not like speaking. What about if you hear words of Torah? So that famously Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, you have shomea ka'oina. When you're learning with a chavrusa, it's shomea ka'oina. By the way, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav paskins that when a person is learning and they don't say the words, they're not mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So he asks, what do you do if you're learning with a chavrusa? So he says, shomea ka'oina. Very shver. Because then it would come out, if you're on a shir on Zoom, you're not mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Because you're not saying the words. And you can't say shomea ka'oina through electronic impulses. You're not hearing my words. The words are translated into electronic signals and then reconstituted into sound. So the Rav Shlomo Zalman has a different take on this. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that it's not absolutely required to say the words. And the reason why it's considered learning when you learn with Chavrus is Kach Derech HaLimud. Sometimes Ruvain says and sometimes Shimon says. Sometimes the Rebbe says, sometimes the Talmud asks. But you don't need a lumdus of Shomea Ka'ina. That's the Tzura of Talmud Torah. I guess that's the more standard, plausible approach. I guess that's more the Niskabel approach. Anyway, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Ufizeh yesh li zar la'osin halom dem be'iyam mitoicha sefer sheyizar lahoitzik sasev etorah pe'achar abracha." Those who are learning be'iyon, even the Shulchan Aruch Harav, by the way, agrees that if you're learning something in depth and to say the words which stir your analysis, you're not required to. But you should be careful to say some words. If you don't say psukim after the bracha, which is the minag. The Ramah says, "What din the yachal lifts like din belinasinas tam ledvarav?" You're also allowed to paskin halacha without giving a reason for it. Says the Ran Parakama, the Shabbos Parakalat Slamim Kasav Dahave Kehur. Meaning, if somebody asks a poisek, "No, what's halacha in this case? Does he have to say I didn't say Birchas HaTorah, or is he allowed to say Mutter Aser?" He's allowed to say Mutter Aser. Says Mishnah Berurah. It's dafka talking about to paskin a din among litigants. To learn halacha in a sefer without giving reasoning, mevarech, then you do make a bracha. It's no worse than writing where the mechaber paskins you have to say Birchas HaTorah. The reason why you're allowed to paskin, lipsuk shatam shu ikar hadin, ein el mehar belibai. The reason of the halacha, which is the primary element of the halacha, you're only thinking. The Hagra famously the Gra argues on the Mechaber. And the Gra holds Hirhur requires Birchas HaTorah Usvirole Deloy Garazeh Mehakari Mikro Bavad Dezarch Levarich, that Hirhur actually the Gra is going on paskining it in. And he holds that it's no worse than reading a pasuk in the Chumash that you have to make a bracha. Vafil b'hir levad machmer. And the Gra is even further machmer. Not to think in learning before Birchas HaTorah shel lahar kozman shel Birchas HaTorah l'kulei ama, according to everyone, mutter lasos eze pu'ulas mitzvah kodem Birchas HaTorah. You're allowed to do a mitzvah before Birchas HaTorah. As I'm taking my lulav, I'm thinking, oh, I have to have kavana. We mitzvah srichas kavana, so I have to be mechavein, to be mechavein the mitzvah dairaisa. And I'm thinking, well, am I holding in the right hand? And am I holding in the right makoim? That's okay. You're allowed to do mitzvahs before Birchas HaTorah. Afagav de be'is ma'is v'adu ma'ar b'din zeh. Filo hachimutter dekol she'enoi miskavein l'limud. If you're not mechavein for learning, ein tzarech bracha, you don't need a bracha. Because you're not mechavein for learning, you're not mechavein the mitzvah anyway. Because mitzvah srichas kavana. Unless even if mitzvah ain't srichas kavana, it might be considered mesasek. But in any event, the Gra holds one should be machmer not to make Birchas HaTorah even before Hirhur, but it is permitted to be mekai mitzvahs before Birchas HaTorah. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick it up in Sif Hey. Have a great day, everyone. Kol Tov.
So, maybe the example of
Yeah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.